Welcome back, everybody, to Daily Advent.
Advent Daily.
Okay, I thought it didn't sound quite right. Okay, I'll start again. Welcome back, everybody, to Advent Daily. Today is Wednesday of the first week of Advent, and it's also the Feast of St. Nicholas, so happy St. Nicholas Day.
And a special thank you to our monthly supporters who allow us to put on these videos. It's because of you that we're able to give all this time to serve you online, so thank you so much for your support and generosity. Today, we're going to share with you what stood out to us and why in St. Alphonsus's Advent sermons.
He who builds a house for himself takes great pains to make it commodious, airy, and handsome, and says, I labor and give myself a great deal of trouble about this house, because I shall have to live in it all my life. And yet, how little is the house of eternity thought of?
Interesting language. Do you live in a handsome house?
Handsome.
This is relevant to us, isn't it? And practically the house part, because we have labored to get into the house that we are currently in, and it hasn't been easy.
No.
There's been a lot of difficulty over a long period of time to get to this place. And I would have to say maybe I've been trying to get us to this place since we've been married in 2009. Mm-hmm. So over 10 years. So it's been very intentional to get to this point. It's been saving. It's been trying to be responsible financially so that I could get our family to a place where I thought it would be the best to raise a family. Ultimately, this is why I'm here. We chose this spot because it would be the best to raise a family in the faith. But it did not happen by accident. And it happened with lots of sacrifice and labor, and I'm very grateful that it's all worked out. But I think, how much time and effort have I put into this, you know, 10 years or more than that to get to this point? Do I put that much effort into my soul? Mm-hmm. Because my soul is going to be in the house of God, hopefully by God's grace, for all eternity. But I have labored for an earthly good. Have you done the same? Is there a goal in your life, an earthly good? Maybe it's a legitimate good, you know, then that's fine to labor for a legitimate good. But the earthly goods, although legitimate, will fade. Our soul will last forever. It's heaven or hell. And the blessing that God has in store for us is much greater than a handsome house. It is to gaze upon his face for all eternity with the angels and the saints and our Blessed Mother. And this union satisfies the deepest longing for happiness within our hearts. So I guess this rant and sharing is just to ask you the question, what do you labor for? Have the legitimate goods that you have sacrificed for distracted you from your eternal destiny?
Blessed John of Avila says that he who believes in eternity and becomes not a saint should be confined as one deranged. So I think that's really true. It's kind of like what Ken was talking about. You know, we can spend a lot of time on earthly things and not be paying attention to preparing ourselves for eternity, which we all believe, like all of us who are watching likely believe that there is an eternity and that there's heaven or hell. And what are we doing to prepare ourselves for that? I think it's so interesting, you know, like you were mentioning a few videos ago, how we're all going to converge at one point and there's going to be a decision moment where it's like, this is where you're going.
God's judgment.
Yeah. But really, it seems like when you look at the world, you go out, it's like, do people even think about this?
Seems the world's oblivious.
Yeah, it really does feel that way.
And sometimes we are too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. No, you're right. I can get so entrenched in things and put anxiety on things that are just simply not worth that time. And, you know, I think it's just such pure folly to not devote our life to prayer and to penance. And yet, like, I don't devote my life completely to prayer and penance either, right? I want to grow in that.
You're better than me.
I think you do a lot of things that I don't notice, Ken. The saints to obtain salvation thought it little to give their whole life to prayer, penance, and the practice of good works. And what do we do for the same end? Isn't it true? What do we do? What do we do in order to merit heaven? I mean, it's by God's grace that we get to heaven, but obviously our works win grace for the world and for our souls.
I remember the first time being inspired to really want to do full-time ministry. So I've been doing full-time ministry for almost 25 years. And the first time that I got truly inspired, like, this is what I want to do with my life, was when Renewal Ministries, Ralph Martin, Peter Herbeck came to our city and did a conference. And I was probably 19 years old. I was sitting in the front row with, and there was about 1,000 people there. It was a big Catholic conference for our city, for sure. And I'd never seen a layperson preach the gospel. I'm just looking at Ralph Martin, and he's just passionate, but he's gentle, and he just seems so convicted of the truth. And I remember thinking, I want to be like that guy. And I actually, and it was just like this yearning within my heart just to participate in the work of the Lord. We all are invited to participate in the work of the Lord. Our apostolates look different. Now, Janelle and I, we've had a very public apostolate where we used to do traveling ministry and retreats and conferences. And since COVID and marriage too, that you went back to the kids as they started coming. But COVID has brought this apostolate that was really public now into a private setting. But it seems that we're reaching even more people. You don't have to be like us. You don't model your life after Ken and Janelle. You model your life after Jesus Christ and look at your gifts and your situation and say, how does the Lord want me to serve? And then you give your life to the service. For in light of eternity, it's stupid not to. So don't waste your life on a mission that's outside of the kingdom of God. We need good accountants. We need good lawyers. We need good teachers. It's not a matter of which occupation is better. It's like, what is the service that the Lord is calling us to do in light of eternity? Mm-hmm. But please don't model your life after an online apostolate. This is just what we do. But the Lord is calling you to do something very important, critical to eternity. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is? What does that look like? Mm-hmm. Ask him and he will show you. Mm-hmm.
And I just think like the value of every single moment that we have, we can offer it up every moment. You know, as soon as you are done watching this video, you can offer up a moment to win grace. After having acquired many kingdoms, Alexander the Great wept because he had no more kingdoms to conquer. If worldly goods could content the human heart, the rich and the monarchs of the earth would enjoy complete happiness. But experience shows the contrary.
You know, in the United States right now, there is the highest degree rate of depression ever recorded. 29% of people report being diagnosed with depression at one time. All I can say is a good thing we don't live in the United States.
Because Canadians are very different.
I'm totally joking, right? The cultures are very similar. We live in Canada. The point is, there's rates of depression here in North America that have never been seen before. Mm-hmm. Why? At one point, we have to examine society and say, what we have been doing hasn't worked. What are we missing? And what we're missing is Jesus. What we're missing is the divine order in society. And when you remove God's divine order in society, it leads to death. Mm-hmm. That's the inevitable path of depression taken to the extreme. Mm-hmm. That's the path, death, that's taken for those who live without God. And so we look at the kings and queens of today. Who are they? They're the ones who grace Hollywood Boulevard, who got their star on in cement, who get the top 10 list on Spotify. These are the kings and queens of our society. And ask yourself the question, are they happy? Because if money could buy happiness, well, they should be in bliss. But of course they're not. And we know this from experience too. Have you ever wanted something so bad and then got it and you're like, It isn't quite exactly what I thought it was going to be like. Mm-hmm. And that's because our hearts are not designed for worldly riches. They are designed for union with Jesus. Hey, and I know you know this, or else you wouldn't be watching, but this is just a reminder. So please share with us below what stood out to you and why. We love learning from you. Pray the rosary with us at the end of this video, and we'll see you soon. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
O come, divine Messiah, the world in silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away.